The group stayed in one concentrated cluster, knowing full well that the open sky would not protect them from all dangers. Clutches of scorpions were rumored to live near the core of the desert, and their toxins were particularly complex. While Tina rifled through hers, Charlotte's, and Arthur's bags for the magitech they brought, Tina was in great distress. Too much perspiration and non-existent inspiration. "Christina, like, what's wrong?" "Everyone's depending on me, Whisper," uttered Tina. "I can't let them down." From out of the toolbox, Whisper could not help but notice an old clipping peeking out from a newspaper that made its way there from Earth. From his handsome and gentle features, Whisper could not help her fascination. "Chris, like, who's this human dude?" With tears and a shakiness to her voice, Tina replied, "Someone who mattered to Queen Aurora's human branch of her family." The benthal in the cooler gurgled as Tina continued. "A man whose faith as a youth has sustained us all." Faith. That was the key to the apparatus's successful completion. The resident spiritualist of the group saw how frantic Tina was as she sifted through those same piles of technology over and over. Charlotte and Arthur tried to keep the others cool for as long as they could with towels and with water from the cooler. But the wager was not the reason that they didn't race to Tina's aid. It was because they thought they would just get in her way. Whisper picked up on all the unusual emotions that her best friends were displaying in front of her and decided it was time to act. "Christina, you should, like, have a sip of water if you're, like, totally going to work this hard," whispered Whisper. "No, not an option, Whisper." To Tina, there was no gray area, no matter how many granules of it they were kneeling on. No one was to touch their rations unless all of them could have it. Whisper knew that Tina needed to augment her shell with a freezing spell that was powerful enough to resist the hot winds. That was why the work was centered at the top of the carapace where the freezer pack sat. Whisper was not a scientist. She was an artist, and inspiration bloomed just in the nick of time. Whisper lifted her glasses and knelt closer. "Christina, I think I can help. Will you trust me?" Tina did not utter a syllable. Her nod and straight tear of loyalty gave the eccentrically charming teen artist her answer. With Tina's grit and the black and white picture of a metaphysically important man for inspiration, Whisper rubbed her friend's back and romped to the adjacent clearing. It was do or die time, and Whisper was ready.